Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good morning, Larry Richard with our team. Get ready to work you through the morning issues. Traffic seems to be a problem. Weather, while cold, pretty nice, crystal clear, as I mentioned. And I always am interested in what's coming next in this town. You've heard so much about the draft. You don't have to be a football fan to appreciate. A lot of eyes and opportunities exist. There are multiple people involved, stakeholders in the region, to try to red up, as we say in Pittsburgh, but also curious about the future with the energy business, artificial intelligence, robotics. There is real job growth and hope for the region. So we should be on a trajectory that's going up. And joining us is Herky Pollack, who is well-known commercial real estate. What should I call you? Commercial real estate mogul, Herc?
Oh, gosh. Too early in the morning for that, Larry. Too early in the morning for that.
Well, that said, you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in and around town. And I know that the draft is attracting a lot of people to, you know, take a step. But overall, share with some of what's coming in the future or near future here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think Pittsburgh is using the draft much like you would use your own home. If you have people coming to visit you, you red up your house. And that's what's going on all around the region. There's so much development going on, so much cleaning up going on, because we're going to have the world looking at us come April for the draft. And so there literally is development going on. I was thinking about it all over Pittsburgh, from Monroeville to Station Square to the North Shore to the Strip District to East Side and Bakery Square. It's really astounding that we have so much development going on at a time when other regions around the country are struggling. So and Pittsburgh's really finding its own.
What are some of the highlights? Because that said, so many people are doing maybe atypical, and there are many projects underway, but what are some of the highlights from your standpoint?
Yeah, great. So you and I have talked about before, there's $600 million of new development coming downtown that's been announced already. There's another $400 to $500 million coming behind that downtown, the things that have not yet been announced. But you can see through the applications to the state for RCAP grants, there's a lot more development coming behind that. WS out of Boston is in the process of buying Station Square and redeveloping that. My friends at Walnut Capital are looking at doing some things with their additional property adjacent to Bakery Square with residential and retail. Monroeville Mall obviously is being redeveloped by Walmart. There's development going on in Cranberry anchored by Meijer. So there's so much new stuff that's going on. Obviously, the Strip District is booming with residential development and some office development, but mostly residential. And then on top of that, we have a grocery war going on in Pittsburgh with 3 to 4 new grocers coming to town, which is going to stimulate lots of new development as well, with Meijer and Wegmans both having announced coming to Cranberry, and Sprouts and Aldi and Fresh Market all looking to grow their footprint here in Pittsburgh. So really, I mean, when you look around what's going on in Pittsburgh for a region that really doesn't have a lot of growth residentially, we're seeing a ton of new development to support all the people who currently live here.
One of the, I guess it's ground zero for those grocery wars, is Cranberry Township. You have recently, in the last year and a half, had Giant Eagle relocate their headquarters there. They have two grocery stores in proximity, very close to each other. And you mentioned the others, Fresh Time and Aldi, Shop and Save, Walmart, Costco, Wegmans, Meijer. So,
yep.
I mean, that part, I don't know how they'll all sustain, but I guess the beneficiaries should be people with pricing.
Absolutely. I mean, it just gives variety in pricing, and it stimulates growth with new developments. They're going to all want to have new stores opening up in Pittsburgh, which is, I mean, they're all looking around the region now for additional growth beyond their current announcements. So it really is a great time for Pittsburgh in that regard. And for many, many years, I grew up here, and we had Kroger, and Kroger left early on and back in the 70s or 80s of last century. And now we're seeing 4 or 5 really formidable new grocers coming into the marketplace. That's going to really change the trajectory of Pittsburgh going forward.
Remember A&P? Thoroughfare?
I do. Yeah, I'm not young enough to not remember that. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you can pretend like you don't know, but I know you know.
I know.
That said, the other component is we keep hearing about the challenges for leasing downtown for the business community and turning some of that space into affordable living. How's that process going?
Yeah, that's the good news, bad news is. So the only quasi-challenging component of Pittsburgh's real estate right now is office leasing in downtown. And even that has had some uptick in the last 2 quarters. So we're seeing some bright spots there, but what we're doing is we're transforming downtown away from a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 office area to that of a mixed-use development with a lot of residential coming online, both affordable and market-rate housing and retail. And there's new restaurants coming, there's new mixed-use developments coming, and on top of that, there's going to be a lot more residential coming and 3 new parks. So Market Square, and the 8th and 9th Street Arts Landing and Point State Park are all getting redeveloped. That's going to transform downtown into a neighborhood, which we've never seen before, with people walking around, walking dogs and pushing strollers and really taking advantage of our beauty downtown. And we can't forget also, Larry, that Pittsburgh, unlike any other city in America, was just announced as one of the 25 best cities in the world for tourism and to come visit. So we're seeing an influx of new people coming to Pittsburgh who are visiting Pittsburgh, and that is going to have a much different, robust outcome on our downtown for people who want to come here and shop and eat and dine and use our hotels and even our convention center. So there's a lot of bright spots that's going to really transform downtown. And so the traditional thinking of downtown as an office park is very, very different than what we're going to see going forward.
It's not unlike how we now have to rethink the mall concept. In many cases, some are thriving, like Ross Park Mall, because they have unique businesses, but a lot of other malls have gone to the wayside, as you've seen. Are new malls dead?
New malls. Well, you won't see any regional malls being built anytime soon, but there certainly is a flight to quality. So for malls like Ross Park and South Hills Village, they'll be just fine. The ones like Century 3, which obviously went away, Monroeville Mall, which went away, and other malls like Pittsburgh Mills and Uniontown and malls like that, they don't have a great future ahead of them. But I do see that as opportunity, again, because if you look at Century 3, for example, there's hundreds of acres of developable land now that can replace what was once a huge mall, the biggest mall in the region, and now can become, again, mixed-use development for many, many decades to come.
and an influx, hopefully, of people. We're going to need workers to build out all these infrastructure in the energy business. So, and I saw mortgage rates were down considerably for the first time in a while. So overall, very optimistic, trending up, would you say?
I would say absolutely trending up. And Governor Shapiro has just announced that we're one of the bright spots in the country, certainly in the Northeast and the Midwest, for Pennsylvania having growth and new business opportunities. I mean, we literally are the shining star of the Northeast as far as that goes. And he's done a phenomenal job with his team of growing our region. We haven't even touched on the AI initiatives that are coming forth in Pittsburgh, which we're going to see huge development as a result of that. So with companies coming in with the oil and gas and energy and AI, I think we are extremely well positioned in the future to have our region grow. And everyone seems to be rowing in the same direction to make that happen, from the state, the county, to the city. And Sarah Inamorato, county executive, just did a phenomenal job of landing 550 affordable housing units for those in need. And we have a new mayor with Corey O'Connor coming in the first of the year. So I'm hugely optimistic as to where we're going as a region. Obviously, we have to solve for the office issues that we face downtown, but I'm not overly concerned about that. But going forward, I would bet big on Pittsburgh. Absolutely.
Herky Pollack, always appreciate your input and time. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good one. Take care. Talk soon.
Commercial real estate mogul, Aaron. I think he likes mogul. That's a good...
Mogul has a nice ring to it.
He's just been around a long time. He's done everything you can imagine in that world. D, high 50s. Our Tamira Rush in studio.
Hi, Larry. Welcome back.
What's trending?
I don't want to say the word.
Amazon.
14,000 corporate jobs?
14,000
corporate jobs. AI is destroying families.
Are they blaming AI for this?
I mean, some people are saying, you know, they're making, you know, trends to come. Corporations and companies and businesses are moving a lot of jobs to AI. So, you just wonder if that's going to happen.
So what I heard was they had, during COVID, because people wouldn't go out and shop, they kind of built
ramped up.
They ramped way up.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's catching up to them to some degree.
So that's what the corporate people would say, right? I mean,
well, how is AI replacing 14,000
everything is changing though, Larry, right? Like they can have AI actually putting in, placing orders and setting up, because they have warehouses where they can have specific AI productions to push out, you know, your items in some way, shape or form. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know that if that is the case, but I mean, people shop on Amazon. I mean, people don't even go to malls anymore. There are no more malls that people, you know, say, hey, you talk to people now. It's like, hey, I need a dress. I'm on Amazon. Hey, I need shoes for a wedding. I'm on Amazon. I'm ordering them.
What's that one site? I know we talk about it.
Shein?
Yeah, Shein.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I mean, people really are just, well, you know, they order online. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Timu, that's another.
Another one?
Yeah, another.
But that's like, coming from China.
China. Coming from China. But no, I mean, this is huge. 14,000 people. So what happens when the 14,000 people are gone? I mean, now, if you notice, and I know this just because I am an avid Amazon shopper, as well as my kids, it's taking longer, even if you're a Prime member, to get your items from Amazon than normal.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, what I should have invested in 5 years ago was cardboard boxes. Think about it. All the stuff that's shipped now?
That's true.
I mean, that's all new cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And where do they go? Usually just
in the trash.
Break them up. That seems like such a waste.
Yeah, it is, unless you keep them like I do.
Aaron, I'm curious, since you are a touch younger than T and I, if you notice how I handled that very nice. Yes. Do you shop on Amazon?
Absolutely.
Do you ever go to the malls or big box stores to shop?
No. So I found something out. My sister lives in Columbus, and I found out they're a trial state. I'm not using the right word, but new stores go there to see if they'll thrive, and then they go other places. So if you live in Columbus, you can go to the mall for absolutely anything.
Yeah, there's a cool area of Columbus.
My daughter lived at Polaris. That's Polaris.
My daughter lived Polaris.
Is it not? I feel like I'm in the future when I go there.
Yeah, it's very up. It's very up to date, and it's, I mean, it's
they
diverse.
Also, they test restaurants there,
state.
Too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's referring to.
You go
to,
there, it's like futuristic.
But, I mean, people don't shop at malls anymore.
No.
You don't go to Century 3 Mall anymore?
Century 3?
You see Monroeville Mall?
They're on the verge of being edged.
Yeah. So, I mean, what happens next? I mean, if you're cutting 14,000 jobs and the malls are going away, How are you going to be able to make sure that the people who are purchasing your products are getting the items that they're hoping that they're going to get in a day or two? I mean, if you cut 14,000, then you know something is going to happen regarding the delivery.
Well, once they snag you, they're just going to be like, they can wait another day or two.
Oh, I'm not waiting.
But where are you going?
I'm just not going to get it.
Sheen.
No, Sheen takes forever.
Do I look like address?
I don't know what Sheen is. I've never been on that site.
No, you don't.
Very cheap website where people go. People can't afford, you know, expensive things. And, you know, so people go to Sheen and Temu to get things. And, they, you know, it's a shirt you order. You might be a triple X or a double XL. When it gets to your house, it might be extra small. That kind of shopping.
I got you. All right. Well,
I mean, I don't know.
14,000 jobs.
I'm worried. I order religiously something from Amazon every week.
Every week. It's more than once a week.
I'm serious. It's every week.
Every week?
Every week. I order something, no matter how big. It could be small. It could be any. It doesn't have to. I'm not talking about TVs and things like that. But I order big items as well. But I do. I'm like,
We'll see where this leads. Whether you're waiting a week for your stuff.
If I do, I'm angry.
All right. Don't get angry. Thank you, T.
Bye, Larry.
Trending with Tamira. This is the Big K Morning Show, and the big story is Melissa, a Category 5 hurricane pounding Jamaica. And joining us from the National Weather Service, meteorologist Matt Broody. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I understand this is the most powerful storm ever to hit Jamaica. So give us some sense of what the anticipation is in terms of potential damage there.
Yeah, so the last one to impact Jamaica directly was Hurricane Gilbert back in 88. That was a Category 3 when it did so. So like you said, this is a Cat 5 right now, a very strong one at that. The 8 a.m. update from the National Hurricane Center had maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, and it's currently about 50 miles south-southeast of Negril, Jamaica, which is just on the far west coast of the island. So through the day today, the next 6 to 12 hours, it is going to make landfall across the western half of Jamaica and bring, unfortunately, likely catastrophic damage to the island. So, you know, thoughts are with everybody on the island down there, and hopefully they can get out or make the preparations they need to make it through this one.
Amen. And that said, what happens next is the path anticipated, as I see, to stay off the coast, but it could affect the coastline in some way along the you know, lower 48.
Yeah, it's going to move through Jamaica, obviously, today, and then through the Haiti, Dominican Republic, and then eastern Cuba and the Bahamas over the next couple days. So we'll have it through the Bahamas, hopefully by latest timing has like early Thursday morning, and then well off the East Coast, safely off the East Coast, but likely impacting Bermuda by Friday. And parts of the eastern seaboard could see some maybe increased swell, maybe some rip current issues headed through the latter half of the week, but no direct impacts to land.
Fingers crossed, this overall for the people that have had a lot of hurricane damage in the southeast, it has been a relatively quiet for Florida and the Carolinas overall.
It has, yeah. We've been lucky. You know, conditions looked pretty favorable for tropical cyclone development this year. So far, we've gotten off, relatively okay for the continental U.S. Obviously, not going to be the case for the Caribbean here in the next couple of days. But yeah, as far as the homeland goes, we've been spared so far this year, and we're getting towards the latter half of the hurricane season here. Well, far into the latter half of the hurricane season here, so hopefully we'll be able to wrap things up without too many impacts locally.
Yeah, and on the calendar, it ends November 30th, so we're a month away and change. But, storms don't necessarily follow the calendar, but hopefully the rest of the mainland will remain hurricane-free. But in this case, it's a very, very big deal. Matt, appreciate the update. Thank you.
Not a problem.
From the National Weather Service, Matt Broody, meteorologist, on the update on the Category 5 Hurricane Melissa. Meanwhile, we're in Day 28 of the government shutdown. And what happens next? From CBS, Caitlin Huey Burns.
The turbulence of the government shutdown is getting worse. Many air traffic controllers will miss their first full paycheck, and flight disruptions are rising. More than 8,800 flights were delayed nationwide. Landing in Washington, D.C., World Central Kitchen, Jose Andres' food charity, often deployed to war zones and natural disasters, it provided free meals for furloughed federal employees. But one free meal won't help the more than 40 million Americans, one in eight, who rely on federal food assistance. The USDA declared that the well has run dry. At this time, there will be no benefits issued November 1st. Erin Annis never thought she'd need SNAP benefits, but three bouts of cancer and a double knee replacement left her unable to work.
Having those resources, what does it mean for your life?
Everything. It means everything to me.
What exactly do you think you're going to need to do?
I'll have to ask my children to help me.
And what is...
That's an awful feeling.
How so?
For them to have to help me.
Even in...
It's a little tough to think about sometimes.
She'll also turn to her local food pantry. Shyla Ulrich is CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and said she expects demand to increase.
People are scared. It's a moment where people don't know and understand what's about to happen, whether or not they'll get those benefits, should the government open back up or when.
Anna says she just wants lawmakers to talk to each other and find a solution.
This should not be a political issue. This should be a human privilege to be fed.
The USDA says it will not tap into a contingency fund to pay for SNAP benefits because they say that's reserved for things like natural disasters. Now, there is a Republican proposal in the Senate to pay for the program, but it's unclear whether or when that would get a vote. Caitlin Huey Burns, CBS News, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I think it's safe to say that this is an extreme disappointment, regardless of party affiliation. If you can't feed your citizens and you're arguing and just pointing fingers back and forth across the aisle, that is a failure of government to the greatest magnitude.
David Ballarato.
Saw a bunch of people scrambling over there, and we were kind of watching that for a little bit, but saw him take it away. I wouldn't say it ruins the night. I mean, obviously, I hope he's okay.
A fan said to have life-threatening injuries after falling last night at PPG Paints Arena.
Yeah, and this is a coincidental second incident this weekend. On Saturday night, a worker at Acrisure fell and is in a similar condition, I hear. And then you remember at PNC Park, David, that fan that came out of the... Now, he has recovered, but I understand there's some lingering issues in his situation.
Hurricane Melissa is expected to make landfall in Jamaica today as a powerful Category 5 storm. Marnie Stewart is a tourist from the U.S. and riding out her first hurricane at a resort in Montego Bay.
We just came to have a good time, and now we're kind of stuck here.
And we just talked to meteorologist Matt Brundy from National Weather Service. This is the most powerful storm that's ever hit the island of Jamaica.
And Pittsburgh turns out to mark the 7th anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre in Squirrel Hill.
Just hard to watch. You know, everybody has their own story about that day, but particularly, obviously, the family members,
sure,
of which one we know.
Right.
One of our team members' uncle was one of those 11. I just think about them, and, you know, a lot of healing still going on. Thank you, David.
Sure.
Wall Street started the week continuing its record climb with hopes of a U.S.-China trade deal and a Fed rate cut. The Dow added 337 points. The NASDAQ grew 432. S&P pulled 83 points. Amazon is set to start sweeping job cuts today, according to Reuters. The layoffs could amount to 30,000 staffers, or nearly 10% of the corporate workforce, which would be the largest round of layoffs in the company's history. Amazon has been slashing staff since the COVID pandemic in an effort to cut costs. It's not yet Halloween, but Walmart is thinking ahead to the holidays, announcing its Black Friday sales. Customers can enjoy three batches of bargains with savings up to 60% off on toys, tech, and home decor. The sales start a week in advance with access online for Walmart Plus members as early as November 13th and run through Cyber Monday. And the so-called Hot Santa has returned to Target to help you make your list and check it twice. For the second year, the holiday campaign has team member Chris K sharing gift suggestions for everyone, naughty or nice. Target says you can expect more fun and more magic from Hot Santa throughout the season. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Tuesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.